It's kind of sweet to think about, but your mom is with you through some of the biggest moments of your life.
Yeah.
Like when you took your very first steps.
Yeah.
Or when you scored your first goal in soccer.
Aww.
In my case, when I scored with Paula Radziechowski in 10th grade.
Hey, attaboy!
Got to second base, and mom was right there holding my hand the whole way.
Now, this is how you undo the bra.
Second base?
I know you're wondering which hand, and don't be gross, okay?
Yeah, bro, come on.
It was the other hand.
I don't know that that makes it better.
Yeah, that makes it worse in my head.
Oh, God.
It's a memory that I'll never forget. And
I'm not going to forget it either now.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I'm glad to be able to share it with all of you.
Not in a good way.
But one of our listeners, Lucas, says he may have met the one.
What?
And his mom was there to see it.
Oh no. Not in the same way, though, right?
Lucas, yes. You get to third?
No.
I don't know about that.
Hey, you can hang up right now if you want. We will not blame you, bro.
Okay. I'm glad to hear somebody else is close with their mom, but
he's like, no, it was my dad, actually.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, you guys, get on to who this one is. I want to know why this sounds important.
Tell us about the woman that you met. What's her name?
Tracy. Oh, my God, a knockout.
Okay. Where did you meet Tracy?
I met her. This is kind of awkward, but we met at a winery. But it was my mom's birthday, and she loves wine, and she loves when I take her out for her birthday.
That's cute.
That is okay. That's a good mom date.
So that's what you mean by your mom was there for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she was totally there for it.
And Tracy's like your age, not your mom's like friend that came along for the birthday celebration, right?
She was the hostess.
Okay.
She worked there.
She was so friendly. I took it. Maybe was this flirting? Maybe was this sort of like feeling it out, you know? And she hosted us to our table. And halfway through the meal, she comes over and she asks how everything was going. And I said, if you're wondering, we're not dating. This is my mom.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Good joke, dude.
I don't think it landed because it was like her face turned red. It was awkward. My mom looked at me and almost spit out her wine.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Even mom didn't think you were funny. Oh. That's never a good sign.
You should have just kissed her passionately and been like, don't worry, that's my mom.
Right.
Yeah. That
would have
killed.
I mean, in your defense, man, it's hard to come off looking suave and smooth while your mom is sitting right next to you.
Yes, dude.
100%.
No one is smooth in front of their mommy.
Okay.
And it's also hard to know, like, when staff likes you or if they're just trying to get a good tip,
you know?
That's the thing. I'm like, wait.
I think you're right. And I mean, she laughed afterwards, and then I think I just realized she was just being a professional host. And maybe if she was laughing at the table, maybe that was coming across as too forward. But like, I was totally trying to impress her. I was talking about wines with her, and that's where the sort of I found that opening. I think that was a connection,
bro. It's just effort. You're trying, even if you're not funny.
Right.
You're trying to make her laugh.
You're playful.
You're playful. You're giving out positive vibes. I think that's what's most important to people.
Plus, it's a good look, like that you're taking your mom out for her birthday.
Oh, I didn't think
you
of
know,
that.
Like that's a good look. True.
And you genuinely were. You know, you weren't doing this to be seen with your mom.
Totally.
So how were you able to like establish a connection with Tracy?
Okay, so later on in the dinner, we're winding up and I go over to Tracy and I ask her, could you put the candles on the birthday cake first? I gave her the candles that I brought. And she said, you are so sweet. And that's when I knew that was my opening.
That is cute.
So I said, love to hang out. She agreed. She gave me her number. And then her boss all of a sudden needed her to go away. And I said, goodbye, and we will communicate later.
I hope you didn't say that, bro, because girls are... I'll hit you up.
Yeah. We will communicate. We will establish correspondence.
Yes. No, we will not.
Will call your people.
I will send a messenger, dog.
Sorry.
Okay, guys.
No,
that's my science background, so...
No worries, man. We're just joking around with
you.
Messenger. So you were able to get her number.
So, yeah, we texted for like a couple days, and we set a date for an actual meetup.
All good things.
Like at the last minute, the day before, she said, I'm sorry, I have to cancel. And I was like, oh, okay. And then a couple days later, nothing. And have no idea why I'm getting ghosted, but I am, and I'd love for you guys to maybe help and figure this out.
That is how it is nowadays.
Jose and I were just talking about this because he was talking about how he always gets canceled on.
I think like the last 3 dates
and
I've had.
It just seems like it's part of like dating right now.
Yeah, I think it is part of the culture. Maybe like taking
it
less personally.
But it sucks.
I mean, for me, I'm sure it is my fault, but for you, I'm sure it's just dating in general, bro.
Is there anything that you could think of from the date that you would think might be a red flag to her?
I don't think so, because she wouldn't have given me her number, and I couldn't imagine there's anything I did or said or came across as being rude or anything like that.
Yeah.
So no.
That's true.
I mean, like I said, she's a knockout. She's beautiful. So maybe she has a bunch of guys in her dating queue. And, you know, why would she spend time with me? I don't know.
Aww, buddy.
She definitely does have a bunch of dudes, bro. I'll tell you that right now. That is how the internet works.
But that doesn't mean that you don't deserve a shot. At her, you know, like,
talk to the hot girls,
you sound
Brooke.
Awesome.
You could be the best of the bunch of dudes.
Yeah,
totally.
So we'll play a song. We'll come back. And we're going to establish correspondence with Tracy.
We will
communicate with her and figure out why she's not calling you back, why she canceled on you at the last second. That's not cool. We'll do it right after this when we do your second date update. Hold on, man.